Let's play awesome golf. In advance of the detonation, a pristine golf course with manicured putting surfaces dyed bright green and tee boxes festooned with amaryllis, plumeria and lobster claws before the real thing turned up. Players of both sexes in a four ball, wearing the latest and technologically advanced golfing gear and swinging ne plus ultra clubs. They stretched and laughed and looked forward to the fine dining post-match. A shotgun start by the president of this prestigious bastion to leisure, in a well-cut safari suit, complete with action pleats and a concealed carry pocket. The birds of paradise lifted from their canopies around the crystalline blue water feature with its Coco de Mer fountain, which refracted the early morning sun into a thousand tiny rainbows, a totem to a famous set designer, anaesthetist, an exotic pet smuggler who hailed from distant valleys where Thaireg Goch lay in wait for tourists at 1:00. Head out in the slate mines of another man's reverie. The eagle sees the explosion on the fringe of the reservoir, a collapsed yellow zone of dust and diamonds. School buses hurled their patrons into the milky depths of the other world. The driver's face fills the windscreen, then pops with grandmother's special gas. Sleep. You are in the cocoon now. Sleep. Tommy Gunn Totting Milkman visits all in the early hours. They wrangle with bucks, snapping necks and daubing themselves with blood from their throats, head to the local bar and pay strippers to dance and purr secrets into their ears. This is the Jagged Forest gift to us. Beware vapor, carrying us into the trees for prayer. Immediate action. An elderly man's pet pooch, which was apt at finding golf balls, was the first to be unnerved by the shadow that swallowed the fairway. It took a heart attack and keeled over, its master following a moment later. A flurry of feathers, serrated beaks and talons, gripping and manipulating bones and making swift work of the true tempered steel. Pacemakers, silicon implants and visors, a scintillating eruption of day-glow body parts flowering in the Californian sun. As he reaches for his sidearm, only to realize he's missing his arm and his side, and the ants are quick to gather in the pool of piss and blood soaking through his flannel breeches. And who's for a halfway house beer and barbecue burger now, my darling listeners? The creature's tail swishes and flays, tossing golf buggies into the undergrowth and sending skeletons on a one-way trip to the bottom of the lake. At a covert meeting in Maryland, he was dosed with the orphan worm. Meanwhile, the Secret Service, blissfully unaware of the carnage taking place on the course, played Patan on the agate-soaked beach, an abandoned island consisting of the remains of Pluton hovered offshore. The Eye of Horus in a sea of digitized dreams. The pack zipped along the boardwalk and into the sand dunes, dodging the mountains of minerals and remains of the living organisms. They pulled wheelies and endos, climbed up on the seats and held their hands aloft, their motorcycles spirited along by an invisible power. They jockeyed for pole position, engines grunting like recently diagnosed non-verbal brats. They wore bat skins as masks and the hides of bastards buried in the gasworks. They stunk of the dead and the dead stunk of them, and they carried machetes and saddle holsters oiled with the blood of the unwed, the Virgo intacta culled by Mad Mike the Moorman.